Welcome to Coaching the Doctor. Thanks to Gilda Care, support coordinators, where it takes a village.
Hello, back again with part three, the final part of our podcast from the Melbourne Disability Connection Expo 2023. Alicia Curnow is from Wattletree Country Retreat, where they provide short-term accommodation from anywhere between 2 to 14 days for over 18-year-olds. Alicia talks about how easy it is to access the retreat through the participants' NDIS funding. Also with us and next up is Sue Goodhand from Felicity Holistic Care. Sue was dressed in a superhero costume, Captain Happiness. There's a reason why she wore the costume at the expo, and you will find out after this break on Coach and the Doctor.
Are you or someone you know in need of a compassionate support coordinator? Gilda Care is your team of trusted, caring and professional support coordinators. We'll make the NDIS process easy for you and your loved ones to navigate. We'll coordinate all your care and support, specialist support and, if required, psychosocial recovery coaching. GILDA, Gilda Care Support Coordination. We make the NDIS process stress-free. Visit us at gildacare.com.au.
J-Man inspires and supports NDIS participants to live their best lives and promotes experiences for people with a disability. The NDIS can be confusing, so if you're thinking about applying for funding or not sure how your plan actually works, J-Man can help and guide you through every step of the process at no cost to you. jman.com.au. That's jaeman.com.au. Now is the time to get the most out of your NDIS. Call us for a free consultation. 1-800-JMAN.
It's not just radio, and it's not just Melbourne. Sponsors of 89.9 The Light benefit from a national footprint through our sister stations. Your business can be on air, online, and on mobile nationally through one point of contact. So to reach an exclusive audience around Australia, go to the sponsorship page at thelight.com.au and get in touch. Find out more about the unique opportunities we can offer your business. 89.9 The Light. Positive radio, positive reach, positive results.
Welcome back to Coach and the Doctor. Thanks to J-Man Active and also Gilda Care. We're at the Disability Connection Expo 2023, and we are connecting today, Doctor. Hello, Doctor.
Hello, Coach. Who are we connecting with today?
We're connecting today with someone who has the most fantastic name. She's from Felicity...
And outfit.
Felicity Holistic Care. I was walking past their booth here at the convention centre, and she just stood out. She's got, for anybody that knows rugby league, the Canberra Raiders green. She's got a green superhero outfit on with a green cape, and she's got one black leg and one green leg. And she just jumped out, and I thought, I've got to go over and talk to this person. Sue Goodhand. What a fantastic name. What a great person. Thank you for joining us on Coach and the Doctor.
No worries. I'm happy to be here.
Okay, who dressed you up like that?
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel underdressed now. I was going to wear my pyjamas, or I thought that would be inappropriate, but clearly not.
You obviously don't mind showing off a little bit, Sue. Is that okay?
Be seen, be safe.
Yeah, you know, I'm one of those people that get very excited and carried away and... sadly nominated myself into this. So
tell us about the costume before we get into Felicity Holistic Care.
The costume, I am Captain Happiness. So the word Felicity means intense happiness. That's the actual meaning of that word. So as a big part of what we do, we're trying to bring happiness to all our clients, to all the people that we support, that we work with, their families, our staff. So that's where the idea for Captain Happiness came from.
So who came up with the idea?
There was a few of us brainstorming what to do.
And this is the best you could come up with?
And this is what we came up with. And it kind of then took on a life of its own. So, yes, so, you know, decided I'd just find some suit that's in the Felicity green colour, and then some of the talented girls in the office made the cape with Captain Happiness on it. And, yes, this is my role here for yesterday and today, and it's been great. The kids have been loving it. They've been coming up. We've had a promotion where if you post a picture on social media with Captain Happiness and you tag Felicity Holistic Care, you can win a year membership to the Melbourne Zoo or the Melbourne Aquarium. So the kids have been loving it.
It inspired me. I think we're going to have to get a Captain J-Man or something like that at some stage. Or maybe,
yes.
I don't know, Professor J-Man. That's probably more me because I'm the intelligent one.
Yeah, well.
Doctor, so, you'll have a question
So tell us about Felicity Holistic Care. Mm. I think I've said it before. Give us your elevator pitch.
Elevator pitch. Okay. Felicity Holistic Care, we provide a huge range of services. We have support workers that can support clients in the home, in the community. We do SIL housing. We have respite, support coordination, plan management. Kind of do it all. And we're in the regions of Western and Northern Melbourne, Geelong into Ballarat, all of the Surf Coast as well, and into Bendigo. And we've got a large client base and SIL housing in Shepparton as well. So we've been around since 2018. We've grown really rapidly in the last couple of years, and we're hoping to continue that growth. We've got a team of staff who are so passionate about what they do. We're really focusing on the happiness aspect of our business at the moment, and we're developing a happiness plan that we'll be rolling out to all our clients. And in that, it's about saying, how can we help you in all aspects of your life find happiness? Or what is the area in your life where you haven't been able to find happiness, and what could we do to support you to find it? Whether that's, you know, for people with disability, things like isolation around relationships, it can be really difficult to connect with people your own age who aren't your support workers. So it's about finding ways to help people achieve what their personal goals are as well.
And how do you do that?
So what we do is we have really meaningful conversations with our clients. We sit down and we talk to them. We go through all the different areas of your life where you can expect to experience happiness. So that might be family connections, it might be social, it might be employment, it might be your housing. And we talk about what is it that you as a person, how are you going to get happiness in that area of your life? What can we do to support that? So whether that might be a young person in their 20s who is thinking about independently living for the first time, which can be a really scary and confusing thing. So we will work out a program. We'll work out the steps of how can we get you to where you want to be and have that happiness, whether that's living in a house with other people around your age so that you can build a social connection as well. It's also about talking to their families. Everybody needs to feel happy. Everybody needs to feel connected. And people with disability, you know, they struggle more than most, I think, in that space, you know.
Absolutely. How does that happen? Who has those conversations? Is it the office staff or is it the support workers? Mm-hmm. Because I know support workers are hard to find, and good ones virtually impossible.
Yeah.
And those conversations, they're really meaningful. I'm wondering who has those conversations within Felicity Holistic Care.
So at Felicity Holistic Care, we have client liaison officers. So in the community team, which is mainly where our support workers sit in, our client liaison officers are the ones that go out. They're the office staff that actually go out to people's homes, have those conversations with them. They're the ones that meet new clients, that speak to them, that find out who they are, what their situation is, and they have those conversations. What we do from that point is, and these might be long conversations, they might be conversations that happen over a number of weeks, because you need time to think about these things.
And often people don't want to open up straight away.
Absolutely. You've got to build a relationship and you've got to build that trust. And the other thing is, it can be really hard to identify what makes you happy. If I sit here and say to you, okay, tell me one area in your life that you're not happy at the moment, and let's talk about how we can work on that, you may not be able to identify that straight away.
I can.
Oh, excellent.
Working with a coach.
He's just not happy. But where does the genesis for this happen? How did it happen? This is pretty obvious. Mm. What you're saying is pretty obvious, right? Mm. But how do you actually go from thinking, well, this is what we want to do, how do we get to that point?
A lot of work, a lot of conversations. Basically, we started off, and it, in all honesty, it came from this convention in our planning conversations for this convention, talking about what it is that makes us different, because we provide services that 100 other providers also.
And that's a really important point, because the staff at J-Man, who were doing a fantastic job, we said to them, that people are going to come up and ask you, so what do you do?
Yeah.
And often the answer is, we do pretty much everything that everybody else here does.
That's right.
Why are you different? Why should we go
exactly.
with you? Why should we
That's
look
right.
at you? Yeah.
And so basically it started from that, and we said, well, you know what? The name of our company, Felicity Holistic Care, it's looking at the whole person. Felicity means intense happiness. So how do we help people find intense happiness in all aspects of their life? And that's where this grew from. So then we started talking about, okay, a happiness plan. How can we make this work? How can we turn it into something from an idea into reality? So we have a happiness plan. We have, prompts for our staff to talk to people with disability and say, you know, how can we help you find happiness in this area? Is this something you've thought about? Is this something that's missing from your life?
So that's been done by the client liaison officer?
That conversation, yes.
And then
absolutely.
How does that... So then...
Yes.
I've got the support worker for you, Sue.
Yep. So then what we do is, for every client, regardless, we develop what's called a care plan. Most companies do. Okay? So you have a care plan which lists all the information about that client. It might have, you know, all the standard stuff. This is their disability. This is the support they require in each shift, risks, all that sort of thing. What we then have is really directed information around. This is the person's goals. Now, they're not just limited to NDIS goals. It may also be a personal goal. So we'll have that goal listed on their care plan, and then we have information that the client liaison officer has developed with the client about how we're working towards that and how really specific information so that the support workers can then implement that. So it might be, I want to get a job. I'm not sure what area I want to get a job in. I'm not sure what I want to do. But in that care plan, we'll put down, you know, that we're going to go out, we're going to talk to people in different industries, we're going to go and visit, you know, I want to work with animals. Great, let's go out to the local lost animal home, see if we can volunteer there. Let's, you know, go and talk to the local vet, see if they've got some option for us to come and spend a few hours and see how you actually like it, whatever it might be. That's just an example.
So practicing what you preach, basically.
Absolutely.
Which is fantastic. One question before we go. Do you have any connection on a personal level to the disability sector?
Yeah, look, I before I was with Felicity, I was, hey, I don't like this criticism. I think...
We're going to get a photo in a minute. I love it.
Okay, yeah, I love it too. It's very warm, but aside from that, I actually was working with one of the local area coordination partners before I came to Felicity, so I've been working with the agency a lot, so I've been on that side of it. Now I've come to the other side, and I've got to say I like this a lot more. But look, you know, I've had my own struggles in my past, mental health struggles. I've got two sons, and my 20-year-old has had a really, really bad time over COVID and the last year. So there's been a lot of stuff going on there for me and for him. And so it's been, you know, I've got a lot of empathy for people and how hard it can be to connect to the services you need and to services that get you as a person and understand what you want and what you need and aren't just looking at you as a number or a line item or more income coming into a business.
Exactly.
These are real people that we really want to connect
Respect
with.
Respect is the word that always comes to mind.
Absolutely.
Well said, Sue.
Fantastic, Sue. Thanks so much for your time. I'm going to ask you a bit of a dad question.
Oh.
What is a good hand? Can you tell me what a good hand is?
It's a trade secret.
It's a trade secret.
Can't share that information. I'd have to kill you.
That's a fantastic name. Sue Goodhand. You're going to be a star. Thanks for joining us on Coach and the Doctor, and enjoy the rest of the expo. Sue, thanks for your time.
No worries. Thank you.
When your message is timely, trustworthy, and delivered in a positive environment, it's powerful. That's why sponsors of 89.9 The Light see great results. Visit thelight.com.au.
J-Man inspires and supports NDIS participants to live their best lives and promotes experiences for people with a disability. The NDIS can be confusing, so if you're thinking about applying for funding or not sure how your plan actually works, J-Man can help and guide you through every step of the process at no cost to you. jaman.com.au. That's jaeman.com.au. Now is the time to get the most out of your NDIS. Call us for a free consultation. 1-800-JAMAN.
Gildacare is a team of trusted, caring and professional support coordinators. Founded on the principle that it takes a village, we want to lock arms and build a long-standing relationship, one in which we are able to deliver quality support coordination. We offer additional services such as specialist support coordination and psychosocial recovery coaching. GILDA, Gildacare Support Coordination. We make the NDIS process stress-free. Google Gildacare.
Welcome back to Coach and the Doctor at the Disability Connection Expo 2023. Thanks to Gildacare and, of course, also J-Man Active. I'm Coach, and with me is Doctor. Hello, Doctor.
Coach.
And another special guest. They're all special. We've got Alicia Curnow from Wattle Tree Country Retreat, which pretty much says it all. Welcome to Coach and the Doctor, Alicia.
And that's all we need to know.
That's all we need to know. Thank you.
Fantastic.
And give us a good deal. We'll go and see you later.
Fantastic. Okay.
Okay, what's it all about?
So we are out near Maryborough, which is in the Goldfields area, sort of central Victoria. And we're a short-term farm stay accommodation for people 18 years plus.
And do you run programs as well out there, or is it just short-term accommodation?
We just short-term accommodation. We specialise in short-term accommodation.
Typically, how long would people stay?
People stay minimum 2 nights and up to 14 days.
And do they bring their own support workers, or do you guys provide the support worker?
We provide all support workers 24/7. So our manager, Chelsea, and her husband, they live on site. They provide the support work. And then we have other support workers that come in and help out through the days.
What a great idea.
Yeah.
If I'm a participant and I want to come to your facility, how do I get there?
We can provide transport, or you can make your own way out. But, yeah, we're happy to organise transport for you.
So if I've got a support worker called the coach, he takes me to Maryborough.
Can do.
And drops me off, and then you look after me for the next couple of days.
That's right.
Is that how it works?
So, yeah, absolutely. And we do a lot of on-site country-based activities. So it could be campfires, fishing, gold detecting, gold, you know, gold panning, those sort of things. And then we also go out and do outings to zoos or museums or just a lot of local attractions and local events.
Yeah, great. Yeah. So, and do you do that in a group environment, or is that one-on-one?
So we do one-to-one, one-to-two and one-to-three. And, you know, so they can, it's really good for people that are looking to expand their social skills as well.
One thing I do want to say, Alicia, if I am his support worker, I'm not listening to Triple M Country in the car, okay? Because that drives me nuts.
Fantasy, choice and control, Coach.
Yeah, I know, choice and control. But, well, right. You sort of half answered the question I was going to ask. Do you have any animals on your farm?
We have many animals on our farm.
What do you have?
We have 4 horses at the moment. We've only just got a new miniature pony called Boris. We've had Highland cows. We've got pigs. One's called Peppa Pig. One's called Kevin Bacon.
I know Peppa Pig. I used to watch that all the time.
Kevin Bacon. Does he know he's going to be bacon at some point?
He will never be bacon. He will never be bacon.
What's that saying? I'm aching for some bacon.
We also have the dogs, the goats, the sheep and the chickens. So, yeah.
Your connection to disability, do you have a personal connection to disability yourself or not?
I used to work in aged care. So this is actually my first role in disability sector. The manager, Chelsea, she's been in the disability sector for 20 years. So, yeah. She's very passionate about making sure people have the best experience.
What do people take away from that experience from Wattle Tree? What are some of the stories?
It's all about relaxation and just getting back to nature. There's one story. There was one lady that came out and there were suicidal tendencies or suicidal ideations. So she came out and she's realised that this is her happy place. She comes back regularly. She really does love the place, and she will go out and sit in the paddocks, and that's where she will write her diary and just get everything out.
That's respite? Is that what we're calling it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, because the big thing at the moment with the NDIS is about holidays.
Yeah.
Right? Which came out of respite. Now yes. Everybody's jumped on it and say you can go on a holiday.
No.
If that's a holiday, that's exactly what the NDIS should be about, because that's about getting back to nature, finding your happy place.
That's right.
Rather than just going on an overseas trip or a cruise.
Exactly.
And there's plenty of those here, and I'm sure they've got a place to be in. But this is, I reckon, fantastic work that you guys do.
It's the whole reason that respite or short-term accommodation should exist.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Can I ask you the question? You mentioned earlier you worked in aged care. What's the difference between aged care and the disability sector?
Probably more of the mental, sort of psychosocial part of it. You know, I was actually quite young when I did aged care, so to come back into a caring role, it's quite beneficial for me as well, because I've always been in customer service myself, but I'm actually the office manager at Wattle Tree, so I'm still, you know.
So you're a boss.
Yeah, I'm the boss, let's say. Yeah,
she's like you.
In my dreams. Yeah. These expos, or connection expos, obviously are beneficial.
Absolutely.
To each, I suppose, contributor. Mm-hmm. They have their own special ways of enjoying this or benefiting from this. What about you? What about Wattle Tree so far?
We've actually only been open 2 years, and we came to the expo last year, and we really found that, you know, a lot of people from Melbourne came out to the country. We also, I just wanted to say as well that last November, we were actually finalists for the Victorian Business Achievement Awards as well.
Fantastic.
Yeah. We had only been open 18 months. So, and that's not just in the disability sector. That was all Victorian businesses.
So be honest, you must have been upset when you didn't win, because when they say, oh, it's just great to be nominated, come on, give me a break.
It was really just great to be nominated.
It was devastating. She was pissed off.
Yeah, there you go. We should have won it.
We were robbed.
I've got to ask, what's next for Wattle Tree? Obviously, you're getting bigger. Are you going to different places? You're going interstate? You're going overseas? What are you doing?
So we actually, back in February, we took some of our guests over to Bali as well. So Now, that was not STA. We did that as one-to-one. People just wanted to go to Bali, so we did take people out. That was not through respite, though. So, just so you know.
Well, I can't say anything, because I've taken a participant overseas myself.
Yeah.
And
I'm the only one that doesn't travel on the NDIS.
Well, but to be totally honest, it was incredibly beneficial for him, and I would recommend it to any participant if they have their funding to just go away for a trip. It doesn't even have to be overseas. It could be Queensland, could be Western Australia, could be South Australia, whatever. Go away for 3 or 4 days, and tell you what, they come back different people.
They do.
Different people.
They
do. But Alicia, fantastic to chat with you.
Thank you.
And you were great.
Thank you.
She got on, she said, I'm so nervous, but you know, you've hit the ball right out of the park.
Thank
so thanks
thank you.
For your time, and thanks for joining us on Coach and the Dr. Alicia Curnow.
Thank you.
From Wattle Tree Country Retreat. Thank you.
Thank you.
One of the great things about expos is you never know who you will meet and what you will find out. If you're thinking about going to one, don't hesitate. They are worth it. Okay, Doctor, it's that time.
Press hard, 3 copies.
Have a great week. Coach you.
You've been listening to Coach and the Doctor. Thanks to Gildacare Support Coordinators. Gildacare is a team of trusted, caring and professional support coordinators. Founded on the principle that it takes a village, we want to lock arms and build a long-standing relationship, one in which we are able to deliver quality support coordination. We offer additional services such as specialist support coordination and psychosocial recovery coaching. GILDA, Gildacare Support Coordination. We make the NDIS process stress-free. Google Gildacare.